friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
The unknown story of how Martin Luther King Jr. and his wife paid for Julia Roberts' birth. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. One interesting fact that was recently revealed in an interview is that Julia Roberts' birth was paid for by Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King. Gail King sat down with Julia Roberts and asked her about this piece of her family history, and the interview clip has now been making its rounds online. "The King family paid for my hospital bill," Julia Roberts said. "Martin Luther King and Coretta." Walter and Betty Lou were the parents of Julia Roberts, and they also happened to be friends with the King family. Walter and Betty Lou ran a theater school in Atlanta, Georgia, called the Actors and Writers Workshop. At the time, Coretta called Betty Lou and told her that they were having a hard time finding a theater school that would accept her children. That's when Walter and Betty Lou Roberts invited the King children to their school with open arms. And when Julia Roberts was born 55 years ago, her parents were unable to pay the hospital bill after her birth. So Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King stepped in to help. They covered the entire bill. "They all became friends and they helped us out of a jam," Julia Roberts shared. And Julia also became friends with the King's eldest child, Yolanda. She died in 2007 from complications related to a chronic heart condition. When Julia was sharing the story about her parents' relationship with the Kings, Gail King noted that this helped form who Julia Roberts became. "In the 60s, you didn't have little black children interacting with little white kids in acting school," said Gail, "and Julia's parents were welcoming, and I think that's extraordinary, and it lays the groundwork for who Julia is." What an interesting story that connects this famous actress to two civil rights icons.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Mom posts TikTok of her baby, then message from a stranger warns her something's wrong. Written by Holly Wells. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. When Lily Fleet of East London posted a video of her infant son Ari on social media, a message from a stranger confirmed her fears that something was wrong with the boy's left eye. And though the random message was scary, it was the very thing that saved her child's sight. Lily's video, a total of 10 seconds, was simply a clip of baby boy before and after being dressed up for the day. But, as brief as the video was, it caught the attention of optometrist Laura Brown. Though Dr. Brown was torn about reaching out to Lily, fearing that receiving a message from a stranger might seem odd, she decided that she could not ignore the concern she had about the child's vision. Dr. Laura observed that Ari's eyes appeared cloudy and had an outward squint, and she urged Lily to have her 8-week-old checked by a specialist. The test revealed that Ari had congenital glaucoma, which can lead to blindness if untreated. His condition required an urgent operation, inserting a tube in his eye to drain excess fluid. Interestingly, new mom Lily had already seen a doctor and expressed her worries about her sweet baby's eye. At his 6-week visit, Lily inquired about Ari's lack of focus and unusual squint, but doctors told her to follow up after 3 months if the problem persisted. The cloudiness, caused by the buildup of fluid, appeared a week later. Upon receiving the message from a stranger, Dr. Brown, Lily took Ari to a specialist. Optometrists, according to Dr. Brown, are the professionals who perform thorough testing and are most likely to recognize eye disorders. Thankfully, the issue was corrected in time. Dr. Brown said he would 100% have lost all or most of the vision in that eye in a couple of months if it had been left untreated. Dr. Brown urges parents to follow their instincts with regard to concerns for their kids. What a blessing that she also trusted her gut and contacted Lily about her own worries for Ari. Lily said, "I'm so grateful for her for reaching out. It's something I'll never forget. It would be so lovely to have an impact on someone's life like that." But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. John 14:26.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Ted, what do you want to do today?
Well, Ashley, I've always got work to do, naps to take, but I have a better idea. How about we invite everyone to listen to the Team Us podcast?
I love that idea. Let's do it right now. Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater, and we'd love for you to join us as we talk about teamwork in marriage.
We share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
To listen, go to lifeaudio.com and search for Team Us.